Hi, everybody. So nice to be with you again on the Virtual Light broadcast for August. Here we go. So last month, where we left off, was about asking you, what do you want? What's the dream? What's the passion? What do you want? And I spoke in great detail about the Celtic goddess, the Morrigan, right? We're talking a lot about feminine energy, divine feminine, balance. We're talking about an internal conversation to an external realization, right? We've got what's happening out in the world that we are observing. And then we've got this inner dialogue which produces our immediate reality right out in front of us. And they're blurring between the two, right? That's what I consider playing with duality. We've got this human conversation, and a lot of it is regurgitating itself because of what we're witnessing. We're bringing it in, we're contemplating it, and then we're bringing it back out again. So every day we've got this repetition. And then we've got this soul conversation. We've got this internal dialogue, and we're starting to nurture it and make it stronger. It's starting to become more mainstream. It's starting to bleed into our creation process of what's out in front of us. And right now, when you look at it, a lot of it is meshing together, isn't it? And what's the result of that? A little bit of everything. It's a little bit tumultuous, but it's a little bit inspiring. There's a little bit, there's shadow work to be done. There's cleaning up to be done of the past ways, the systems, but also in our personal pasts. Have you been having more lucid dreams at night? I know I have. My dreams are becoming even more prolific. There's also revisits of things that were left unsaid with people. With situations in my past that are coming up again. So we've got this blurring happening where we can clean some things up as we move forward. And this new energy is being injected right into the middle of it. Right into the middle. Feminine, fluid, intuitive, quiet, lunar, expansive, right? And it's moving in like water flowing through rocks. It's just filling in all the cracks and crevices, and it's washing away sediment that has been there for a very long time. And as that energy is injecting itself, we need to ask ourselves, how are we moving it through us? Right? That can be through stillness and observation, and then at some point you will take that stillness and observation and inner conversation and begin to externalize it in your world. I talked a lot about how every woman has this triple goddess within her, right? The Morrigan's aspects are about the goddess of battle, when to know that it's appropriate to be fierce, to stand strong in your boundaries. Also, goddess of prophecy, to tune in, to receive the guidance, to be able to hear or feel or sense or know and trust that guidance, to have a first and foremost relationship with that before you discern the external world and make decisions based on information you're receiving from the outside in. Rather, you are observing that after you're clear on your internal dialogue and weighing it against it, right? The scales of the heart. That was an old, we could get into a whole Egyptian conversation there about weighing your life on the scales against a feather when you moved into the other world. Did you travel there with a lot left unsaid, undone? Was your heart light as a feather? So we are approaching this again as we tune deeper into this prophecy within us and then weigh the outside against it, right? It's learning to work backwards, and the feminine is what's teaching us that way. Feminine in all of us, in men and women. And the third was the goddess of sovereignty, right? Being in right relationship with yourself, building that first before you show up and build with others. So it's that sacred triad. And since last month, something extraordinary happened. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Certainly there are other instances globally that are taking place, but this took place in the United States, and it absolutely took my breath away. It was in Portland, Oregon, where recently there has been a lot of protesting against police brutality, against racial injustice. For the most part, it has been very peaceful. But the government here opted to send in unmarked federal military dispersed and dispatched to quell the protests. And there was a lady that just, they say in the news reports, now you didn't see it on the mainstream news, but it was all over social media. And she just, they say she appeared. She just appeared out of nowhere. She appeared out of the crowd, completely naked. She was wearing nothing but a black beanie on her head, a little cap, and a black mask. And she walked out into the street, into the middle of the protests, into an advancing line of police, completely naked, and sat on the ground, exposed, in a yoga pose about complete vulnerability. There's also a divine feminine when the womb is exposed. That is a different conversation, probably not appropriate for the VLB, but I will just drop that seed in there as far as what that actually means. And it goes back, oh, so far back. There are statues all around the world in different cultures about the exposure of the womb and the power, right, of life, giving life, of extreme femininity in the face of masculinity. And the reporter, there was one reporter that I followed, his name was Donovan Farley, and he is the one that gave her the name Naked Athena. And when asked why, he said it was the first thing that popped into his head. He said that what came to him was that the goddess Athena is the patron goddess of heroic endeavor. And so since that, she has been named Naked Athena. No one knows who she is, because she's all of us. I think that was the point. She started doing yoga poses naked in the street, and the police stopped their advance. They didn't know what to do. In fact, some reporters said they were like little boys. They just froze and looked at each other and didn't know what to do. They shot rubber bullets at her feet to try and have her move back and stop. And she continued on. And then as soon as she was finished, and there was calm, there was stillness, she just disappeared back into the crowd. How extraordinary is that, if we contemplate that for a minute? Clearly, the art, the beauty, the feminine, fierce, clear, showing the way, peaceful, right? But what did that take? Can you imagine the level of courage that would require? And are you capable of that? Are we each capable? Now, I'm not saying go out into the street naked and do yoga. I'm sure your neighbors would think you were pretty great if you did. But just imagine what that required within her, the relationship to herself, the calling of what was necessary, the ability to strip down, bare all, and stand in front of an advancing militarized force. In the call for yoga, connection to self, peace, strength and beauty, but community, connection, the way forward. It was interesting because it was also said that there were male protesters that tried to shield her when she came out. They wanted to stand in front of her, and she just gracefully, like the fluidity of water, sidestepped each of them until she was in front of everyone facing the police. I think that is absolutely extraordinary and worth pondering for each of us. What we represent, and how much time each day we spend nurturing that relationship, right? Nurturing those triad of goddess aspects. Because clearly she knew when it was time for battle. She also was very clear on her safety and what would come next. That's prophecy. And sovereignty is in executing it. In standing completely vulnerable in her power, and you can see that every muscle in her body is confident and clear. She is exuding the strength and power, but also the femininity and the vulnerability and the peace and the request, the demand through the feminine, not through force, right? But through power. I've heard that over and over. How extraordinary is that? And where is that relationship within you? How are you dealing with situations that you struggle with? Your triggers, your stress levels, your worry, your fear going forward. And how much time is being spent on that versus your ability to nurture this inner dialogue? That this third energy, this feminine energy that's being re-injected right now, you have this opportunity to embody more and more and more of it if you will pay attention, if you will tune in. The feminine is quiet. It won't demand your time if you are spending most of your time dialoguing, judging, complaining, being distracted. You have to want it. You have to tune in. You have to pay attention. Then you have to start to investigate it and allow it to move through you. How are you going to bring this new energy, which isn't new at all? It's very, very, very old. There's a proverb, I don't want to mess this up, but it goes something along the lines of, new truth isn't new at all. It's ancient truth being rediscovered again. And that's what's happening with feminine energy, right? It feels new because it's new to our experience of how we go forward, right? And it's requiring these systems to break down. So there's this cloudiness, there's this disturbance in the force, there's this clearing out. But always, microcosm, macrocosm. Are you cleaning out your closets? Are you doing your shadow work that we've spoken about? Are you facing it? Are you cleaning up? Are you tying the old strings together and not leaving them unattended? Are you taking your dreams seriously? Are you studying and moving into more prophecy? You are more than capable. And there is now such a strong, palpable, clear energy coming in that's available as we move forward. This was something I felt was so worth sharing and considering. There is this feeling on the planet that so many spiritual people feel either more isolated alone, or depleted, tired. There's a lot constantly coming from a different energy source, right? From a source of fear and patriarchy. So something like this reinvigorates you to go within, to understand that you have great purpose here, to line you up closer with that purpose, and to consider how you are going to choose to allow it to move through you. So it requires, once again, the balance, masculine and feminine balance, stillness, action, together. This injection of energy is allowing you to sort that out. It's becoming so much more palpable, right? If it's in your dream space, you have to move that into your waking space. We have this knee-jerk reaction to just go into our life every day and look at reality like it's the same over and over and over again. But there's this whole underscoring nuance of making what you think is the same different. But it requires a shift in focus. It requires the ability to go within and tune into that prophecy and make a different outcome. Naked Athena showed an incredible force, an incredible feminine exertion of all that we want going forward. We want community. We don't want oppression. And that's why I said this may have occurred in Portland, but there are examples of this all over the world, of women standing together, coming together, that no longer are we separated and competing and being pitted against one another. And that's just in one dimensional aspect. But for the individual, men and women, there is this new level of understanding. This new level of rejuvenation with great ancestral wisdom shifting into our worlds, seeping in like fluid water that has the coolness of a fresh spring that's just washing over each of us. And it's just moving out some of the old sediment and the old belief systems. And if we make space, if we pay attention to that, if we feel into that and we follow that, then it creates a space. And in creating that space, the universe fills it in immediately. That soul wisdom within you knows exactly what's coming next for you. And if you make the space for it, then there is room to bring you forward, to bring that in and online. And that gives you more meaning, gives you more purpose, gives you more understanding, gives you more overview. It also helps ignite that triad: battle, prophecy, sovereignty. So that's what I would really like you to consider this month as I wrap it up. How are you going to allow this to move through you? And the world is a very, very exciting place right now. There's a lot of darkness, but there is also a lot of incredible beauty there to be seen and to be internalized. So I wish you stillness, and I also wish you movement. I wish you balance between the two. I wish you deep understanding of who you are at a soul level, and not just as a human vessel, not just as a human who can look and taste and touch and smell, but as a soul who knows, who can prophesy, who can see, who can understand, who can tune in and connect. I think we're just on the tip of the iceberg right now. I think there is so much more coming, and it's really important that you not spend all your day in energy that depletes you, right? In this intuitive state, it recharges you, it fills you up. Be that vessel, allow that water to fill up your vessel so that you can recharge and realign. One thing, sorry, I was wrapping up there, but something else just came in. One thing that was also extraordinary to me that I have come across lately is I have needed myself personally to move, literally move this energy through me. And I really like the idea of low impact aerobics. It really just moves your whole body. I've also been reading a lot that people between the ages of 50 and 70 can increase their muscle mass by 200%. And in doing low impact aerobics, stave off things like Alzheimer's by 50%. You are creating new neural pathways in your brain when you move your body. We are designed to move. So it's important to tune in, take it in, and then we have to move. How extraordinary is that? You can literally grow your brain. I think that's extraordinary. Take that one step further. Now we're seeing consciousness in action, literally. There's a woman I came across, Patricia Moreno, and she's incredible. She's someone who, through her own story, of course, we tend to create our businesses and our lives around our own personal experiences and mastery. She said she had been on a diet since she was in grade 3. She was a heavy girl by the time she was 12. She was constantly trying to fit into this society and what she's supposed to look like. Her self-dialogue was not positive. And as she became an adult, she became a fitness instructor. She became very fit and healthy. But internally, that soul conversation was still not a positive conversation. And she started studying consciousness. She started studying yoga. She started going to retreats and taking seminars. And as a result, she's created something called Intensati. It's a word she made up. I love when people make up words. Inten, from intention. Sati is a Sanskrit word for meaning, soulful meaning. So this is intention and meaning put together in an aerobic workout where you are moving your body, but you are speaking a dialogue of self-love, of achievement, of being extraordinary and being in a place of allowing and moving it in. So you are moving your body, growing your brain, and creating new positive patterns. How brilliant is that? So this is where we're going. We're going into this space of allowing the new energy to fill us up, to bring feminine balance into a patriarchal system. We are going to see so much more crumble, but you don't have to crumble with it. That's the message. Bring the new energy and allow it to move through you. You are prophesying your own path going forward. It's really, really important to fill up that vessel so that you don't deplete, that you don't feel exhausted, that you feel energized and on purpose while you're here. And with that, I will wrap up and turn it back to you in the studio and say thank you ever so much. Have a wonderful rest of your month, and we'll see you next month. Bye for now. Back to you in the studio.